Point four is developing love and wishing beings to have happiness. And point five is developing or cultivating compassion. And I'll talk about these points together. The fourth one is to do with kindness and love, and the fifth one is to do with compassion. Remember, every single sentient being is just like ourselves. They all want to have happiness and they don't want to suffer. So to really develop this wish and this kindness and this love towards sentient beings and really wish for their happiness. Really give rise to this wish that all our parents could be free of all suffering and that they could have every happiness and that they could have peace and joy in their lives. And one way to show our gratitude is by treating others with kindness and with love, and to do this unconditionally. So often our love or our kindness has a sense of attachment to it. How do we see this? Is that we help people, we do things for people, but we get upset when there's no appreciation or when they don't show gratitude back or if they disregard our wish to help them. So then we can see that we have conditions attached to it, or that we love people as long as they love us back, something like a contract rather than unconditionally loving them. So what we can do is really do our best to show gratitude and kindness free of our attachment and our self-grasping. Since beginningless time, we have had this attachment and the self-grasping. And what has it done for us? It's just brought us suffering and unhappiness. So let's turn the tables around. Let's reverse our thinking, turn our thinking upside down. From now on, we wish for the benefit of others more than always wishing for the benefit of ourselves. There's that saying that we repeat so many times of Shantideva's: all the causes of happiness are wishing for the benefit of others, and all the causes of suffering are wishing for one's own happiness. Turn our thinking upside down. Now really wish for the benefit and the happiness of others rather than just for oneself. And in the wish for all beings to be free from their suffering, all our mothers of all our lives to be free of suffering, whenever we experience any kind of suffering or discomfort or unhappiness, turn it into practice. So when we experience any of these, any suffering or unhappiness or discomfort, we wish that this represents or can take away the suffering of all sentient beings at the same time. That by me having this suffering, may I be able to take away all of their suffering at the same time. Really and truly wish for them to be free of all suffering and unhappiness. And continually aspire in this way. Aspire for these qualities of kindness and compassion and love. Aspire for people to be free from suffering, sentient beings to be free from suffering. And really, through these qualities and this practice, open up our narrow minds, expand our minds, become more and more concerned for the benefit of others. Remove our indifference, our jealousy, and all of these negative emotions of ours. Gradually reducing them. So predominantly what we are concerned with, what our thoughts are about, is the practice or the wish for others to be free from suffering, for others to have happiness and to have joy and to have kindness and love and to be full of gratitude in one's mind stream. And then we expand our mind to such an extent that it doesn't matter who appears before us, whoever naturally appears or naturally arises in front of us, that we wish for them to have happiness and to be free of suffering, and we treat them with kindness and respect.